It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Two community nonprofit organizations will join forces for a musical fundraiser to benefit local children's arts and food programs. Emily Guerra has more.
Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers and Casa de Peregrinos Director Lorenzo Alba 2 years ago came up with the idea for a concert with Latin music group Nosotros to raise money for the children of Doña Ana County. Albers says they named it Feed the Body and Soul.
Feeding the Body with the Casa de Peregrinos, they're the largest food pantry in southern New Mexico. And then Feeding the Soul is through the arts. We got Nosotros on board, and at that time, that was at the Rio Grande Theater. So this year, we decided that we would bring them back and do another concert at the Doña Ana Arts Council's new location, which is over in Mesilla.
Feed the Body and Soul concert and event will take place on Sunday, September 30th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. outdoors on the patio of the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center, 1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. Tickets are available through Casa de Peregrinos at cdpevents.org and at the offices of the Doña Ana Arts Council. You can listen to the entire interview with Kathleen Albers on krwg.org and Facebook. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.
New Mexico State University's new leadership is taking on a number of challenges. Fred Martino recently spoke with NMSU President Dr. John Floros.
We have a fairly old infrastructure. There's a lot of challenges with wages and salaries. There's a lot of issues that pertain to, you know, how we do our business on a daily basis. But I really think the biggest issue we have is to figure out how to help our students succeed. Right now, many of our students, they don't actually graduate. I would like to change that. I would like to be able to, if you come to NMSU and you stick with it, we will help you graduate and we will help you succeed in life. Coming to college is imperative to success in life, I think. And we have to figure out a way to help all of our students succeed. For that to happen, we have to maintain a fairly high research enterprise so that our students can have some hands-on experience in our laboratories, in our research farms, in all sorts of areas where if we don't have the research component, you know, we're not going to be able to expose them to. This is a good example. You know, we have a lot of our students coming into the studios to work. That's the kind of hands-on experience I would like to provide for all of our students. Because the more of that we do, the more successful the student will become.
Yeah.
I also would like to connect the university with the industry and the outside world in a way that we haven't managed to connect before. Because again, if we have that connection, our students will benefit, because they can have summer jobs, they can have experiences that they wouldn't have otherwise. Our faculty will benefit because they might get support from the private sector to do research and to do work. And the university will benefit because we will be able to place more students. Our reputation will go up. People out in the community, in the state, in the region, will pay attention to NMSU.
Okay, you may have already answered this question in my question about the number one challenge. What do you see as the number one opportunity? Are they really one and the same?
Well, I think our opportunity lies in our mission. We're a land-grant institution. Mm-hmm. And as a land-grant institution, we're very uniquely situated to take advantage of a lot of the issues that are out there to help communities solve those issues, to help the region solve those issues, to help the country and the world really attack some major challenges that we have today.
So you're saying part of this is, you know, educating students so that they finish a degree, but it goes beyond that, that there's also the larger picture in the land-grant institution of also helping the community.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I mean, we have, as a land-grant institution, we are prepared to provide the talent, that's our students, mm-hmm. to provide innovation, that's our research component, and to really take information out to the people that can use it, be that the private industry, be that a community here, be that, you know, the border issues that we're facing. We have the system in place to take that information out to the people. We have an extension system, we have an outreach enterprise that can really help people all throughout the state. So being a land grant institution, in my mind, is one of the largest opportunities we have. We're the only one in the state. The other, I think, opportunity we have is the Hispanic Serving Institution designation that we have. And again, this is something that it's extremely important, I think, to us as an institution. Try to capitalize on the fact that we can take Hispanic minorities or many other minorities and help those students succeed.
That was NMSU President Dr. John Floros speaking with Fred Martino. You can view the entire interview at our website, krwg.org.